Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. Normally, my delightful colleague Jacqueline would be co-hosting with me, but tonight she had an opportunity to spend some time with her beloved, so I encourage her to take some time for joy. Sometimes we all get caught up in all our responsibilities and the challenges we face, and sometimes it's nice to have a little time away. So she's going to be doing that tonight. So I'm flying solo, so please be patient with me. Tonight in the heavens, we have five major planets in Pisces. Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith. The Sun, the closest star. Chiron, the wounded healer. Venus, the planet of love. And Mercury, the planet of perception. So they're all moving through a little parade in Pisces. Now, this has been going on for a couple of weeks. And it is wonderful for clairvoyance in your dream world and also any kind of spiritual pursuits to interest you. But tonight, they're forming some squares or some stress aspects to Mars and Sagittarius. Now, Mars and Sagittarius is all about go, go, go. So if you're wondering whether you're coming or going, you're cosmically correct, just to let you know that. But Chiron and Venus and Mercury are also forming beautiful trines to Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance in Scorpio, which tends to magnify our psychic gifts, our understanding of instinct, and also our inner calling. So it's a very interesting time we're living in right now. Two of these planets will be moving on into Aries within the week. But for right now, the next couple of days, it is a good time for you to go deep inside for your answers. The day's end, no matter what stresses you're experiencing, to choose to relax, meditate, ponder, do yoga. It's going to be that kind of a week starting out, so go for that. Tonight, the moon's also in Libra, which is also about balance, and it's about an inner peace that often has no logic. So we often have to make excuses for being okay when other people are losing their heads all around us. And this past full moon, I've had a lot of crisis calls, more than I did with the supermoons. For some reason, this one has brought a few things to a closure. And so often when this happens, you know, in my world, I have to be there. That's what I do. So hoping to have a great show tonight, and Jacqueline will be back with us next week. And we're going to, of course, miss her. If you need to reach her and talk to her between now and next Sunday, her number is 772-286-2720. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the first caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi, Aphrodite.
Hi,
Aphrodite.
Who am I speaking with?
It's Kara in Roanoke.
Hey, Kara. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice.
Yes. My voice is a little funny because of my sinuses. They're acting up a little bit with all this crazy wind we've been getting.
Oh, Aphrodite, I had like the worst sinus headache migraine you could imagine the other night with the full moon and the wind, so it was like a doozy. So I know what you're going
through. Oh, yeah. So do you have a special question for me tonight, Kara?
I do. I've recently had a job offer. I'm still trying to start my own business, but, you know, funding is a little scarce. So I'm just wanting to see what you could come up with about this job offer, if you see anything
Is this a dream job?
I thought about it as a business before, but I mean, it wouldn't be my business.
Right. Well, I know that you really want to exercise more independence moving forward,
mm-hmm.
but this could be, for now, an answer to your prayers. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And so I have a feeling that this might be something that you want to do, even if it's not something permanent or long-lasting. Because Mars is in Sag right now, but it's going to be moving into Capricorn for 7 weeks. And what that's going to do is it's going to allow you to stabilize. Because your own business is your dream, and sometimes you need to have a little foundation to get you there. And that might be what you're doing right
okay.
now. What kind of job is it, Kara?
It's managing a doggy daycare.
Oh, okay.
That's opening
well, actually,
up.
I like that for you. I like that for you. You know, you have
yeah,
your Venus
in
the fifth house of children in Capricorn, you know. You can be a wonderful mentor to these children. And you know how to be the cuddle person, but also kind of keep a little bit of discipline around you. So I'm thinking this is great.
Okay.
It could actually inspire you. And how about your own business? Where are you at with that development?
I'm still getting my yoga teacher certification, and then I've found out that my healing touch therapy that I usually use, like, at a distance has become very strong, even with putting my hands on someone. So I'm trying to figure out a certification for that.
I'm going to strongly encourage you to do that because Chiron,
okay.
the Wounded Healer, is kissing Venus and Mercury tonight, all in Pisces. And it is all about being able to release energy to heal others through just a simple act of kindness and devotion. So
okay.
I so agree that you need to go ahead and persist in that. With Mars going into Capricorn on the 8th, I have a feeling that you're going to be able to find a way to get that certified, to get that actual. Because Capricorn is
okay.
all about documentation and getting like a certificate that the public recognizes. And Mars exalted in Capricorn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mars exalted in Capricorn. It's only there every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. And this is your time to find it, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
Exciting.
So what are you doing to relax tonight?
Just hanging out with the dogs, and then they just started barking at the deer. It's one noise you heard. Yeah,
our beloved pets, what would we do without them?
I know.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, Pluto is very close to your Venus. It's within 6 degrees and in the fifth house of children. And also recreation and play and the arts. So I know you're working hard at getting your own healing business going and you're going to be working with these children, but do take some time to smell the roses in between when you can.
Okay. It's a dog daycare. So when you say children, do you mean dogs too?
Yes. Any sentient being, to me, I consider them to be the children of God. Okay.
Okay. That's what
I thought.
Like
I said, you can give them a lot of encouragement, but at the same time, you can make sure that they're on leash, they're safe, that they're doing the things that they need to do as far as, you know, the food that they need, any medicines they might need, that kind of thing. So
right.
I think it's going to be great for you. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Virgo rising,
oh, sure.
And Virgo rising people tend to love dogs. You know, Virgo rules dogs, just like Leo rules cats.
Okay. Neat. It's exciting. And while I have you on here, are you going to be at a little bit hippie this coming Friday?
I certainly am. From 2 to 6, I'll be there. You might want to call them in advance to make an appointment.
Yeah, can I call?
I've been a little bit busier lately.
Sense.
Yeah.
I'll
That'd be
call
great. I'd love
tomorrow,
to see
then,
you again.
Too early. It's actually for my boyfriend's
no,
mom.
No, not at all.
I'll surprise her. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, I would call tomorrow because I know I already have 2 or 3 bookings.
Okay, great. All right.
All
okay,
right.
Well, thank you,
Aphrodite.
Great,
I'm very happy to see
you. Evening. Okay.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Another sweet soul calling into the show. Beautiful. I think I'm ready for the next one. Area code 415, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing this evening?
I'm mellow. This full moon has been interesting for me. I had that headache that she was talking about. I think you said you had it too or something. And I've just been sort of crying like on and off the last couple of days. So it's been interesting, releasing, I guess, something or other.
Are you July 16th?
Yeah, that's May.
And are you still living in New York?
I'm right outside. That's actually one of the things that I'm calling about, which is still within your radius. I know you had talked about it, but I've been really antsy lately about just about moving. You know, I mean, I moved to where I'm living now a year and a half ago, and it's already feeling too small, and like I'm in an apartment, and I want to move to a house, and I sort of teeter-totter lately from like feeling so excited about my dreams coming true and things advancing, and then feeling like they're not happening fast enough, and then being really sort of upset about how my life is. It's, you know, the duality.
Well, I can understand that. Yeah, I can understand that. Well, the good news is several of these plants in Pisces are forming a beautiful trine to your Cancer sun. And it's really about coming home, okay? Whatever makes you feel at home. I don't know if it has to be a house that stands alone. I don't know if there's another piece of property that would interest you more, but you're making a local move, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the Pisces plants are getting ready to move into your third house of a new neighborhood over the next week. Okay.
So this
is going to empower you for a local move.
Right. Okay.
Well, Aries is the I am presence, and it's ruled by Mars. Okay. And what's happening, these plants are going to be moving into Aries, and Mars is going to be moving into Capricorn, which can allow you to find something quicker than you think. And probably get a really good lease. Get a really good lease. Mm. Because Mars in Capricorn is exalted there. So my feeling is you might look at the place and just fall in love with it and say, you know what, this is great, it's doable. So I wouldn't poo-poo it. I think over the next 7 weeks you might find it. Now, the other thing is you might find it, but it's not available yet, and that can happen too. But nonetheless, at least you'll know where you're going, and I think that iffiness is making you nervous.
It's because you know what, I've moved a lot over the last couple of years, and I a lot of times haven't moved as fast as I wanted to because of money. And I hate to say this, but I'm in a different situation, but it still has to do with like, you know, I've been working on my business and it hasn't brought in money yet. So it's sort of like, and I just got a note the other yesterday saying that my unemployment was ending in like a week or two. So there's this sort of tension, upset, or excitement, nervousness coming up.
Okay. Now, what kind of business is it?
Healing, spirituality, relationships.
Nice.
Having to do with the helping people with that.
Great. You were born with three major planets in your seventh house of close personal relationships and counseling. And when the planets start to move through Aries, you've got your sun in Cancer, but it's the only planet you have in Cancer. Your moon and Mercury and Vertex and Saturn are all in Leo, which rules the heart. Okay? And when the planets start to move through Aries, I have a feeling that business is going to pick up. But you really have to put yourself out there if you're going to take benefit of fire trines like this. Okay. You need to put yourself out there. Okay.
What's the
date
on that?
Fire
now?
Trines. Within the next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been thinking that I need to get out, but it hasn't come to me just yet. Well, I have an idea. I've been sort of hesitating on it, but okay. I have to. I mean, it's like I want to do this, and I want to make money, and I want to go full out. So it's just a little nervousness. It's something new for me just to go, you know, it's that taking the leap type of thing, I guess.
Now, do you have a website?
I do, but I'm not going to share it on the air, if that's what you're going to say.
That's okay. That's
I
not
do
necessary.
Have a website.
I honor people's privacy, but what I want to see you do is I want you to put out more visibility. go ahead and put something up on YouTube that connects to your website. Get your face out there. Talk about what you do for people, how you can help them. Really put yourself out there where you become much more visible. All right?
Okay.
As far as you, the counselor, okay? And don't worry about it. I think that you're going to do a great job with that, and I think that you're going to at least find one friend that will help you do it.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to move forward on this thing I'm going to do with the YouTube. All right. I'm going to do that. I'll take a step. I just don't want to take a huge step. I just want to take another step. But
you're
yeah.
feeling that way right now because all these plants in Pisces kind of make us feel hesitant. So we're working on the dream, but once they move into Aries, we want to launch the dream. You're going to have a shift of consciousness probably within the next 7 to 10 days. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
If you need encouragement, talk to me. Give me a call.
Okay.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, you're always so comforting. It's the Cancer with you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So I'm already feeling better just talking to you. So thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And God bless you and the wonderful work you're going to do for others. I appreciate that so much.
Yay. Thank you. God bless you too. Bye. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice. Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. This is Kay. How are you?
You're Kay? Okay. Nice to see you.
See you too. Let me know if you have me or if I should give you my info.
Okay, let me take a look here. Are you March 7th?
March 5th.
Okay, let me look again. I have a few K's on here. We don't usually take last names because we want to, you know, maintain people's privacy. There you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, March 5th in Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm, 1:29 a.m.
Got it. And where do you live now?
Cool. I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Ah, that's a big change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Energetically it is, anyway. Yeah. It's not a lot of miles, really. Your ascendant only changes by a couple of degrees, but sometimes that can be significant. And so that's why I like to look at it that way. It's just me, I'm a now person.
How
and so what special
is
question?
It
it's energetically different just because of where it's located. Okay? It is,
mm-hmm.
is more proximal to water, which does affect you because you're a Pisces sun with Mercury in Pisces also. It is a bit different for you energetically. Your ascendant only changed a couple of degrees, but you know, right now you've got something amazing going on. Mars is sitting right on your Neptune, and if you can dream it, you can make it happen. Did you know that?
No. Tell me more.
Yeah, this is amazing. It's a direct hit. I mean, we're talking by degree and minute. Mars is sitting right on your Neptune, your planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith. Okay? And so it's very important for you to be very optimistic about how you're approaching your life style. Okay? And whoever's close to you, your brothers, sisters, neighbors, close friends, colleagues, any of that right now can be miraculous for you. Now, are you a bit of a worrywart?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a rhetorical question.
Oh. Yeah. Very much so.
And so what are you looking to do? How are you looking to move forward?
Well, here's the thing. So I have been working on a documentary and, you know, pushing, getting it funded on my own. I've been kind of doing like Airbnb thing and funding it that way. And I had a good connection, but that kind of fell through. And, you know, now I'm just, it's kind of interesting in a good way because I've kind of been brought back to the, like, creation of it and less of the, okay, what will make it more appealing to the masses, you know? And I think that the creation of it is what I like to do. But essentially what I would love right now is either to, you know, get funding for this so that I can do that as my life's work or continue doing it on the side, but have a new job. Because I'm just not really digging where I am currently, and it's very, it's super competitive and super driven. It's a startup, and it's like, it's constantly pivoting, evolving. It's just a lot, you know, and I would prefer to have something more low-key, basically, so that I can kind of do my stuff on the side kind of thing. Or either, like, something that's more artistic and somewhere where I feel my, you know, at my assets can be utilized.
Okay. Sorry, we've got several major things that are going on right now, okay, over the next 30 days. All right?
Okay.
You have Mars sitting on your Neptune, and it's a dead hit. You've got Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, approaching Uranus, which is the planet of epiphanies, okay, and miracles and sudden change. And it's going to retrograde this month also. So because it's going to retrograde, stay in touch with people that have helped you in the past in this cycle.
Okay.
The other thing that's happening is Uranus has not touched your Venus in your lifetime. It hasn't been sitting on your Venus for 84 years. And it's there also over the next month for you to do what you love and be inspired. It's not so much that you need to be laid back. You just need it to be less toilful. Okay, you want to be excited about what you're doing every day. And I know you're that way about the documentary.
Exactly.
But I think you can find something else to do to sustain you that also gives you that lift.
That's what I want.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Now, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, is the slowest moving planet. Okay, and it's getting ready to go into your second house of how you earn your daily bread. It's going to be there also for the next 3 weeks. In Capricorn. So the way the chart looks to me, I'm just going to give you what I see here is, number one, I could see you working for a not-for-profit institution because of Jupiter's placement. Number two, I could also see you working for an institution that's partially government-funded or regulated, but would have a purpose that would vibrate to your soul's frequency. I could see you doing either one of those things. Okay? And my feeling is more than one option may come up. As far as the documentary itself, okay, I do really feel that, again, you want this to be the best of the best, and I think sometimes you push for things to be too perfect rather than to flow in a way that feels good deep inside. Does that make sense? So when you're looking at it, instead of micromanaging it, look at the flow of what you've already created and see how you can increase that flow so that those that are viewing it, they will flow with it, and they're not going to want to miss one split second of the documentary. Okay? Look at it also in total about the way it flows, because you've got all this Pisces stuff going on. Now, Neptune's sitting on your sun. Now, Neptune hasn't sat at 13 degrees of Pisces for 165 years, another beautiful passage for your imagination and creativity, dear. Okay?
Right.
And so I really feel that, you know, you're probably feeling the changes right upon you. I mean, you're basically in your solar return. I mean, your birthday is not until tomorrow, but basically your actual birthday is probably a day early this year. It happens because of leap year. So I have a feeling this is your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's right. So
you can celebrate. You can celebrate a night earlier.
So what does it say is coming my way then? Because that's indicative, right, of my year to come. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely. In other words, this whole year, what's going to happen? Let me just go ahead and pull up your solar return. That's Jacqueline's specialty, but I'll do it for you. I'm not quite as
thank you.
Well versed in her as she is, but let me just do this for you. Hold on, 1 second. We all have our specialties, and
this
science
such a good
is
present.
So involved. Wow.
I was supposed to be down there with you guys visiting a friend, but my flight got canceled because of the weather. So
really? Oh, my goodness.
This is a lovely birthday present. Yeah, because of the nor'easter or whatever. So
yes.
I'm like, okay, well, yeah.
Okay, let me just... type this in again.
Okay.
All right. Here we are. Wow. I'm loving this.
Ooh.
All right. Now, your solar return is in effect from this birthday which is actually was at 6:40 this morning, was when your solar return was, okay? And what's happening is that the Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith, is kissing your sun, which takes your imagination to a whole different level, and also your own natural clairvoyance, your spiritual gifts, are enhanced by this chart. The planets that we're seeing with Chiron and Venus and Mercury all in Pisces are in your first house of self, and they're forming perfect trines to Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, in the eighth house of investing in yourself with this documentary.
Ooh.
It's going to be really an amazing year for you.
Wow.
An amazing
year
for
you.
That sounds
good. Yeah. That sounds promising.
Mars is in Sagittarius, and it's in your ninth house in your solar return chart, and squaring some of these energies, so travel may be involved. Okay?
Mm.
So have that awareness that you may have to travel to those that will really help you to get this launched. But in the end, it might be worth it. And you want somebody that has worked with the international arena, okay, that knows how to market the documentary in more than one language and to more than one country for some reason. I'm not sure why that is, but that's how it looks in the chart.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Are you bilingual?
No, but you know what? I'm studying because it's just a shame not to be, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, truly.
Yes. Yes. Well, keep us posted on what's going on and stuff. See if we can help you further as you go along your path.
Well, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for the thorough reading. And that was a lovely birthday present.
All right. Well, happy birthday, hon. Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
Have a sweet night. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Deanna!
Hi, dear Afrodette. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just miss my dear Jacqueline.
I know, but she's having fun, and that is, it's a fringe benefit of the job.
And so well-deserved.
yes, definitely. Well, this week I'm going before the judge. I've already done a lot of paperwork. And I contacted the bank, and I wonder if they're going to release the disbursements to show that a great amount was spent and never received back, and that I could claim it. That's a
well, I want to tell you, Pluto is very close to your part of fortune in Capricorn, which would rule the judgments of the courts, okay? And the moon is going into Scorpio tomorrow, okay? It's not going to be really right on top of your Mercury or your sun, but it's close enough.
Okay.
So this will be dealing with other people's money and its acquisition through contract or through negotiation with the courts. So I'm thinking good on this one.
Okay. If they do this, then I have to call about recovering that lost automobile, but that's in the future. This is a long road of, like Jackie calls it, process. So that is very good. Anything, do you see anything about health with me, anything critical?
I just think you need to take very, very good care of your bones and teeth, specifically your lower back.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll try to call
you. I
want
to tell you,
if you're looking to
reclaim a vehicle,
yes.
I'm going to tell you that there's two planetary energies that are both going retrograde this month. One is Mercury,
right.
And the other one is also Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance in Scorpio, which
right.
has to do with something you've invested in. Okay. So during that retrograde cycle, you could reclaim that vehicle.
I can?
Yes.
Oh, God, that's good. I'm not sure what I'm most worried about, whether it is a place to live or health. I guess I live inside my body, so that should be more important. But the practical issues, you know, receive everything, so I'm putting my health off until I can do this.
Well, the thing I want to tell you, Diana, is that they aren't connected. The temple of the body and the temple you live in are mirrors of each other, okay? So whether you take care of your health first or your house first, you're going to help both of those trajectories, okay?
Thank you.
So just decide on one and go for it, and the other one will fall into place.
Thank you. How are you doing with your car?
I'm supposed to get it back tomorrow, I'm hoping, yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Sweet. And I'll try to be in touch with you sooner than that if I can. Thank you very much.
Well, God bless you. I'd love to hear from you as always, dear. And keep the faith, and we'll chat again soon. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amazing. Some of the regular people that call and keep us informed of their progress. We love to hear that. Okay, I'm ready for the next one. Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm okay. I've been 8 days in the hospital, and I think that they took care of everything.
Wow. So you're okay now? My goodness.
Yeah. They discovered something that has been going on for decades, and so it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Thank
you
for
asking. That's miraculous. That's amazing. Wow, that's great.
I know. Yeah, we miss Jacqueline too, but she's having a good time.
Yes, and she needs to do that because she's such a delight. We're so happy to have her on the show, for sure.
Yeah, really, really. Okay, my question is, what do you see on my chart for the future?
Well, right now we have a parade of Pisces planets that are complementing your Pluto in Cancer. So right now, for at least the next 4 to 5 days, you're supposed to probably be relaxing and recovering. Okay?
Okay.
Now, normally I try and push you out to the public and want you to do more and all that, but not right now, not today. It's more a time for you to get certain things, that some of your paperwork needs to be in order. Okay?
Okay.
Some of the things you may be invested in or been working on, this is a time for you to kind of like maybe review and go over that without a lot of stress and strain, but just to look at it for certain details so that you can basically confirm to yourself that you're moving in the right direction. Now, Mars is in Sagittarius and getting ready to go into Capricorn this coming week. And when it does that, it is very good for you to be more disciplined about your lifestyle. Okay?
Okay.
The way you eat, the way you sleep, and all that. And also, people that you've known for many years, it could be a good time to stay connected to them over like the next 7 weeks. People that you've known for a long time that you do enjoy seeing or spending time with or even talking to them on the phone. It doesn't have to be actually physical, okay? But the people that you know and trust and have stood by you, even in the worst of times, those are the people that you're going to want to be connecting with over the next 7 weeks. And also you can get some very good news about something you've invested in, whether it's property or a stock or something like that, also over the next 7 weeks.
Is the money going to come to fruition?
Well, with Mars conjoining Saturn, usually that would indicate even if the money doesn't actually come into your hand, it will be assured that you are promised it and you'll have the appropriate documentation.
Okay.
So, I mean, Mars is only in Capricorn every 2.5 years. This is a great, great time, and it's complementing your Virgo stuff, so this is great. And also, the other thing is that what are you doing to maintain your flexibility in your body?
I'm working on exercising.
Great. Simple stretching is good. If you can, even stretch out in water like a jacuzzi if you don't like swimming. I want to recommend that for the next couple of weeks for you because, you know, you were in the hospital and all that. For some reason, the flow in the outer part of your body and the flow in the inner side of your body seem to complement each other for the next couple of weeks. So I would try and do some of that if you can.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm trying to walk also.
Walking is very good for you. Just make sure that you have really good shoes on. And make sure you're keeping your hips even when you're doing your little stroll, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes.
Well, you're welcome, love. And do keep me posted on what's going on with you.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless.
Oh, listen, I want to listen. I want to listen.
All right, we'll
Don't
keep
cut
you
me
on
off.
Here. No problem.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Good news. Wow, that's great. So exciting. All right, I'm ready for the next one. Area code 504, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Mary Lou from New Orleans. How are you?
Great. How are you doing tonight?
Good. It's been like 6 months since I talked to you, so I would love to see what's coming up.
Okay. Are you October 22nd?
Yes. You're good.
And where are you living now? And where are you living now? You told me, but.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans. You're a long way from home, baby.
It's just home.
That's what I figured. I figured you've been there a long time. Oh, wow. You got some beautiful trines in your chart tonight. What did you want to ask me about?
Well, I am, of course, freaking out about business, money, survival stuff, you know, trying to manifest my destiny but not getting there yet and wanting to be.
Is there love in your life right now?
Nope.
Because Jupiter is approaching your Venus for the first time in 12 years. And it's going to hit your vertex first. So it is very important that whatever you're doing to create this income that you really have a passion for, because nothing else will do.
Yes,
okay?
I do.
So the way that you approach your work and your relationships right now, you really have to feel it like deep down in the seat of your soul right now. This is a wonderful passage for you. And the Pisces planets are helping you become more imaginative. Maybe what you originally envisioned, you need to tweak it a little bit. But you're a very creative person, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah. And so creating for you and accomplishing something every day is a must-have.
Yes.
Yes. And what have you been doing for work?
I was freelancing, but I have been having trouble with my ex-husband and kid stuff, so it blocks my time to work and my ability to come and go as I please. So I started driving Uber, which it takes away from my time to do art and market. So I'm like in a tailspin.
All right. I could see you doing the Uber thing for another week to 10 days, but then I think it's going to go away. I think you're going to find something else because Mars is in Sag right now, which will travel, and it has been complimenting your moon. So I think it is helping you to, again, get the money coming in. That's fine. Once it goes to Capricorn, you want to establish yourself in one location, okay? And you've got 7 weeks to do that, and because it's going to overtake Saturn, because it moves much quicker than Saturn, your sixth house of work and service, I have a feeling that you're going to find something that you can do that's going to give you that time at the end of the day to enjoy your family and to work on your own creative ability. Okay? Tonight, Neptune and the Sun are kissing in Pisces, which is all about your creativity and your artistic sense. And now Neptune's going to stay there for a long period of time. The Sun's going to be there for about 3 weeks. So you're looking at probably over the next 3 weeks, you're going to make a major change that's going to meet what you've envisioned. Okay? I think it's that close. I really do.
I would love that.
Now, have you worked before for any kind of healing institution or place that's in service to the public?
I worked as a psychic on a call line before, but...
Okay. No. Well, if you did decide to go ahead and return to that, I want you to choose the one that has the best reputation. Because
okay.
right now your integrity is your calling card over the next 7 weeks. So because of that, some of this, the hotlines out there, the psychic people are really great. They treat you right. They're consistent with your payment. And you do it your way. Okay? So if you're going to return to that, that's what I'm going to recommend. And I think you're just going to get lucky. You might get more than one opportunity.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing that. It feels hard to me. I mean, reading feels hard to me. Like, I'll read really well for a while, and then all of a sudden I feel like I'm not hitting. So I don't like doing it. I like to do it. If I'm going to do something, I want it to be 100%. If I can't force it to be 100%, then I can't do it.
Right, but see, Jupiter hadn't been in Scorpio for 12 years. It's there now, like I said, and that Scorpio energy is very, very psychic. You've got beautiful trines and blessing lines going to your ninth house of dealing with an international institution, okay? And because of Pisces energy and Neptune there too right now, it would be doing something unseen. So for you to be the invisible angel on the end of the phone with somebody, right now your chart's really complimenting it, just to let you know that. So although in the past you may have had a problem with it, I think that time is gone. So now what I do, and I don't know if this vibrates to your frequency, but I'm going to share it with you because I feel called to do so. I never read alone, you know. I've had two brights around me since I was a child, so I never read alone. I'm never feeling that I'm alone when I'm talking to the people that I'm talking to. I know that my words will be guided and my inner sight will be guided by the forces that sustain me. So if you can do some kind of ritual system with yourself and with your guides, I think you're going to probably be pretty spectacular right now with some of the lineups I'm seeing in your chart. Okay?
Okay.
Just to let you know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you heal people naturally just by your counsel and your kindness. You're so amazingly kind, aren't you?
I'd like to believe it.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like in your chart to me. Yeah, you know, I've been doing this 40 years as of last February 7th. So when I see a lineup with all this water energy, my feeling is it probably is a time for you to go back and help people because I think, again, it can be very good for you at the end of the day to know that you reached out to someone and you helped them with your insight. It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
When it hits, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm trying to get my art career to pay off. Does that look like it's going to open up? Because there are times when the doors fly open and there are times when the doors feel like they shut. And because I've been distracted by all the things that goes on with the drama with my ex-husband, it's hard to keep the marketing up to where it should be to keep business flowing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you do need to have something marketing that's automatic. You know, you have two major planets in Virgo and you're part of Fortune in your third house. So, and all the Pisces planets are opposing and attracting to that. You need a way for it to get out there. And because Jupiter is going to retrograde this month and so is Mercury, you might want to go back to something that you did before, even if you are doing it with different people. As far as your marketing skills for this, okay? You know, Neptune's going to be in Pisces for a long time, and it's in your ninth house right now, which is all about internet, it's about visibility, it's about people being inspired by your art, okay? And so they have to be able to see it to understand it, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
you need more visibility in some manner.
Okay. I know I do.
Anything you do right now needs to be more international and less local. You can have a local venue, but you really need to have it out there so local people can also find you and know how time-centered you are with your creations. Okay? And so that's where you probably need to concentrate on. Now, I don't necessarily see you doing that until you get a little bit more stable as far as your time. Because with Saturn being in Capricorn for the first time in 29 years and Mars on its way in there, and it's only there 2.5 years, right now your time management is the most important thing that you need to embrace. I feel secure with your relationship with your children, and I feel secure that the fact that you're going to be able to work with whatever stresses you're dealing with, if you're patient and you use the authorities that be to help you get through this time. And again, I think it's over a 7 to 8 week cycle, so just be persistent. And because what you're doing here is you're trying to create a triad, like an equilateral triangle of blessing. You want the art, you want to be able to make some money where you can help people, and you want to take care of your lovely children. So these are your three directives, and I think that over the next 7 to 8 weeks, you can manifest it.
Okay.
Okay? And you keep me posted about that.
What?
Keep me posted on how you're doing. Okay?
Oh, posted. Okay, and you said something about I should have love, too, because I'll take that.
Yeah, love is coming to you. I got to tell you, this is your magical year, babe. And you can't blow it, trust me. It's going to find you bigger than life.
I hope so. Hey, can you tell if the love coming in is somebody new?
It may be someone from the past.
Okay.
And maybe that the rules have changed. Because when Jupiter goes retrograde in Scorpio, sometimes people from your past reappear with new rules, okay, or a new lifestyle or some changes that they've been through. And so I think it may be, again, someone you've at least been acquainted with in your past, but maybe it just never happened.
Okay.
So be looking for that,
I want people back with their old rules, to be quite honest. If the rules do change.
Not this time. Not this time. All right. Well, God bless you and stuff, and well, keep us posted. Give us a call back, okay?
All right. I might have to replay this all because you sound so deep. So thank you.
Thank you. That's a great conversation. Right. Thank you. God bless.
All right.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Sweet. All right. Let me go to the next one. Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jane. I'm calling from Canada. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself, Jane?
I'm doing okay.
All right, let me see if I can find you on here. You're June 18th?
Yes, that's me.
And you still live in Scarborough, Canada?
Nearby. I'm near that area.
All right,
North
great.
York,
I just want to know because Canada is a big place, and sometimes there's a difference on the ascendant. So I'm just verifying so I can tell you the right information.
Okay.
And did you have a special question for me tonight?
Well, do you see any major changes coming up for me in the next 2 months as far as work? I want to work from home, but it hasn't been approved, and I don't know if it will ever get approved. There's a manager who's being very difficult and seems to disapprove, and I feel she's being unfair and unreasonable. So I have her date of birth. I don't know if you're able to look into what's going on.
What is her date of birth?
Hers is the 17th of August, 70.
Take a look at that. So nice that you know how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause it doesn't look like it's going to happen in your transit. So let me take a look at this and see if this is an obstacle that can be removed or not.
Okay.
Right. Here we are. Are you in Ontario East or West?
Ontario East.
Got it. All right, let's take a look at this. You have a beautiful chart, by the way. You're very blessed. Did you know that?
Oh, really? Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Oof. Okay. Because you're born the same year,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of conjunctions, okay? Like her Saturn conjoins your Saturn, her Neptune conjoins your Neptune. So you're in the same generation even by year. And by the way it's looking to me, I think you could convince her to do this eventually, but I don't see it happening soon. I don't want to mislead you here.
Okay, you don't see.
I mean, it could be happening, but it wouldn't probably happen until August or September.
Okay, so it's not going
to. You know, you
be
don't have enough planets moving through your fourth house to make that your work arena right now. Okay.
Okay.
So I think you're going to need a little help. So if I were you and you wanted to keep the particular job, because it seems like you like the job and you do want to do it from home, you might have to just wait this one out. And it's interesting because Jupiter's going to go retrograde in Scorpio, and it doesn't go direct until the 10th of July. So my feeling is after that, it might be reexamined, and you could get what you've been dreaming of.
Oh, I don't think I'll last that long if they're not going to approve. I think I'll move on to something else, something new. I'm looking up for a new job.
I was going to recommend that, but I wanted to look first, you know, because when I look at your regular chart here, you're more apt to make a move and reinvest in yourself with a new opportunity. Because Jupiter's going to pass over your Neptune. It's going to be retrograding, and then it's going to move over your Neptune before the 8th of November. But that's a long time coming. But when it retrogrades, it's going to retrograde over your vertex. So during its retrograde cycle, okay, between this month and July 10th, you can get an incredible opportunity where you could work from your home. And it probably would be the main company might be very far from where you live, okay?
Oh, really?
But I think that they trust people to work remotely, and you'll get that opportunity. Because you have the ability, with the way your chart is, you interview pretty well, don't you?
I don't know. It depends. It depends on who's interviewing, I guess.
You need to have a spirit of optimism between yourself and your employer. Okay, you have to have an employer that's going to make you feel that you're expansive.
Yeah.
And apparently the situation you're in, that's not happening.
Yeah, exactly. And I have a long commute to work, you know, and it's like, and this person, I'm dealing with two people, and the director seems okay, but this particular manager, there's just something about her, you know, she's just very dismissive. And I don't know what it is.
Oh, she's a bit of a control freak.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't trust what you can't see. It's part of her nature. Don't take it personally. She probably would be that way with anybody that wanted to work from home. Okay?
Okay, because they wanted
to affect
my faith.
Unless the director pulled the card, pulled the ace card or something. Okay?
Yeah, they wanted to assess my place. But I showed them pictures because they want me to work in my bedroom. But this particular manager, you know, just would not approve unless, you know, I made some changes and I already moved furniture out of my bedroom to make space, and she won't approve at all. And I thought, okay, maybe if they get desperate, because part of this is also being, there's this opportunity that the office is extending their office hours, and you'd have to work the late shift, and it would allow you to work from home. And I thought, okay, maybe they'll get desperate because they're going to extend the office hours as of April 2nd. So I thought, okay, because I wasn't chosen among the first few people they wanted, and then someone backed out, and then they considered me. So I thought, okay, are they going to get desperate enough that, you know, they're going to come back to me and then say, okay, we need to assess your place now. And so that's why I wanted to know how things are going to look. So you don't see it happening at all till...
If you were going to work the night shift at the same company, I could see that happening. See, Scorpio tends to rule the after dark energy. So there is a possibility that could come through. But I don't know if that's really the ideal hours for you to work, is it?
Well, you know what? I can do stuff. Like, it'll be a set shift. I'm doing shift work right now. So there's stuff that I want to get done once I'm on that shift. I can do stuff in the morning, in the afternoon. And I got the weekends off, you know. So, you know, that's the positive.
Well, I would push for it when the planets start to move into Aries, okay? It's probably not until the end of the week coming up. But I would kind of push for it, and I keep your name in the mix, because that could happen as a temporary fix. But if you still have her as your supervisor, you might find at some time you need to move on.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's going to be the one who's going to assess my place. If they get so desperate that they need someone else, and I've been with the company for a long time, and she's going to come in and assess my place. That's why I don't feel comfortable with her coming over to my place. I just don't like her. She's not a people person. She's not very pleasant to deal with. And for her to come to my place, you know, and assess my place, that I don't feel comfortable with. That's why, you know. So if there's a possibility, do you think there's a possibility at all?
I think there's a possibility of it happening, but I would have someone else there.
Oh, when she comes?
Yes.
Is
just because you're so psychically sensitive, if you have that feeling that you don't necessarily want to be have alone in her house with her judgment and her energy, it's good for you to have some kind of a cheerleader, coworker, somebody with you when she comes.
Oh, wow. Well,
okay.
That's going to be impossible because, you know, I work as far from home, so it's like a 45-minute commute, so I can't just easily get a coworker. I can get someone like a friend or family member in my place, but
that would be good.
But
I would have a friend or a family member there present when she comes, and maybe she needs to do that 45-minute ride to come see your place to understand how oppressive it is. It might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. Well,
what goes around comes around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I told her I live on my own, so I don't know if she's going to make sure that I am living on my own. That's why, you know, but you're saying get someone. Because I don't feel comfortable. I kind of feel like I should tape, I should be taping our conversation when she comes here, because I don't want her snooping around and all she's here, if she's going to assess my place, it's just the bedroom area, which would be my workspace,
Exactly, and my feeling is, again, it is your home and she needs to respect that. Okay.
Yeah.
Just make sure she does.
Yeah.
Okay. We're at the top of the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go for now and keep me posted on what happens. I'm really interested to see how this turns out for you. But I think you might be able to make that work, because from what you tell me, you've already put the effort in. You've made it an ideal work environment, and she's going to have to acknowledge that. She probably is going to take pictures. That's fine, okay?
Oh, wow.
You probably would, too, just to support yourself, so that's fine.
Oh, okay.
You keep me posted. Let me know how you do, okay?
I will definitely.
God bless.
Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's the top of the hour. It's been a wonderful show. I'm so happy that all of you have listened and called in tonight, and I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. Jacqueline will be back next Sunday evening, hopefully, and we'll be able to do this all again. You can reach her at 772-286-2720 if you need help in between. You can reach me at 540-400-0110. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And enjoy yourself. Be dutiful. Be dedicated. But take the time. Sometimes just embrace a personal joy. Many blessings. Good night.